What's going on, everyone? I'm Kevin Munoz. Today is Friday, May 10th. Welcome to the Leo Podcast, your go-to for insightful discussions on various educational topics with a focus on issues impacting the Latin American community. First up, we're diving into a concerning situation unfolding in Argentina's nuclear sector. Then we're diving into Mexico's upcoming presidential elections, where we might just see a scientist in the top spot, but opinions are mixed. And for our third and final story, more than 60 federal universities in Brazil are experiencing strikes right now as academic workers, including professors and staff, push for higher wages and better funding. Now, before we dive into these compelling stories, a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep these episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. Don't worry if you're not a patron yet, you're in for a treat with this episode packed with great content. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. First up, we're diving into a concerning situation unfolding in Argentina's nuclear sector. Now, I know nuclear energy can sound a little dry, but this story is quite impactful and could have major consequences, not just for Argentina, but for the future of nuclear energy worldwide. First off, let me give you a quick overview. Argentina has been a leader in nuclear energy in Latin America, with 3 operational nuclear power plants and a bunch of research facilities. However, the current administration, led by President Javier Milei, has implemented huge budget cuts, which are really hurting the nuclear sector. Not to mention, inflation is over 200%, so a stagnant budget is essentially a big funding drop. This has resulted in projects being put on pause, including some groundbreaking ones. One project is a small modular reactor called CAREM, meant to bring low carbon energy to rural areas. It has the potential to supply power to around 300,000 people, but the project is currently stuck because of a lack of funding. Another project facing challenges is RA10, a 30 megawatt reactor that could produce medical radioisotopes used in diagnostic imaging around the world. It's already had $400 million invested in it, but still needs another $80 million to get going. On top of all this, the Milei administration is pushing to privatize Argentina's nuclear sector. This includes the possible partial privatization of Nucleoeléctrica Argentina, which runs the country's nuclear plants. While some believe this could bring in funds to finish the project and support the sector, there's concern about whether the money would actually stay within the sector or end up being spent elsewhere. It's a pivotal moment for Argentina's nuclear scene, with potential impacts on global nuclear research and development. We'll have to keep an eye on how this all unfolds, but for now, let's move on to our next story. For our second story, we're diving into Mexico's upcoming presidential elections, where we might just see a scientist in the top spot. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, an environmental engineer, is running for president. If she wins, she'd be the first woman and first researcher to lead Mexico. Sheinbaum Pardo has an impressive track record in science and politics. She served as Mexico City's mayor and its environment secretary, where she focused on public transit and environmental initiatives. She was also on the team that produced 2 assessment reports for the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Her background in science and engineering has definitely helped her navigate complex challenges. Now, you might think a scientist running for president is a big win for the research community, but opinions are mixed. Sheinbaum Pardo is backed by populist parties and has ties to the current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's made some decisions unpopular with the scientific community, like cutting research spending and restructuring the main science agency. Sheinbaum Pardo says she wants to make Mexico a scientific and innovative power. She plans to support basic and applied sciences and link them with national priorities. She also wants to work with foreign businesses to boost private investment in research, which could help reshape Mexico's economy. But there are some concerns about her plans. For instance, she wants to continue austerity measures for public universities and has given mixed signals about a controversial science law that gives the main science agency more control over funding and priorities. Overall, Sheinbaum Pardo has ambitious goals and plans to address key issues like climate change, water shortages, and renewable energy. But there are questions about how she will balance the needs of the scientific community with her political alliances. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out in the upcoming election, so let's keep an eye out for more updates. And now let's jump into our next story. And for our third and final story of the day, more than 60 federal universities in Brazil are experiencing strikes right now as academic workers, including professors and staff, push for higher wages and better funding. The strikes have been going on for some institutions for as long as 4 weeks, which has brought classes to a halt on many campuses. Despite the strikes, researchers say they're still maintaining their labs and field projects, but the situation is definitely a major test for President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who's been in office since last year. Lula, known for his labor background, has promised to increase funding for science and education. He's boosted spending on research grants and fellowships and launched a program to bring back Brazilian scientists who have moved abroad. But salaries for academic workers are still stagnant, and base funding for universities continue to drop, partly due to opposition from conservative politicians in Congress. The strikes have divided academic workers and students. Some professors continue teaching even at universities where their colleagues are on strike, while others hope the strikes will help the Lula administration negotiate a better deal with lawmakers in Brazil. Now, public funding for higher education in Brazil has been a downward trend for over a decade, with big cuts happening during former President Jair Bolsonaro's term. Even though Lula has increased spending from Brazil's National Fund for the Development of Science and Technology, overall funding for universities, including salaries, hasn't improved much. Since 2014, base funding for federal universities has dropped by around 38%, which means many institutions can't even maintain their buildings properly. For some professors, going on strike wasn't an easy decision, as they didn't want to disrupt their students' education and delay graduations. But many sympathize with the strikers' cause and hope the situation draws attention to the issue. Negotiations are ongoing with union representatives asking for a salary increase of nearly 23% to keep up with inflation. The administration's latest offer, however, includes no immediate increase and only promises raises in 2025 and 2026. It's a tough situation for everyone involved, but the academic workers are determined to hold out for better conditions. We'll be keeping an eye on how this develops, but for now, that's a wrap on today's stories. Let us know your thoughts and catch you next time. That's all for today on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinoamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voicemail pop-up and just start recording your thoughts or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered, and I might just feature it in the next episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.